Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us here at Relevant Radio in the Chapel of the Nativity, located in the headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, I'm Father Luke Ferris, and I'm happy to be with you to celebrate this Mass. To all those listening on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Today's Mass is a Mass for the Evangelization of Peoples, the Entrance Antiphon. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us, and have mercy. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your salvation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Will only a few be saved? This is the question that our Lord asks today in the Gospel. It's an important one. We want to listen to his answer. And Paul sets us up for this by urging us to pay attention to the Holy Spirit that works within us as we pray. And so we begin by acknowledging that we are sinners in need of a Savior, and so prepare to receive these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who sent your Son into the world as the true light, pour out, we pray, the Spirit he promised, to sow seeds of truth constantly in people's hearts and to awaken in them obedience to the faith, so that being born to new life through baptism, all may become part of your one people. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our responsorial psalm. My hope, O Lord, is in your mercy.
My hope, O Lord, is in your mercy.
Look, answer me, O Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes that I may not sleep in death, lest my enemies say I have overcome him, lest my foes rejoice at my downfall.
My hope, O Lord, is in your mercy.
Though I trusted in your mercy, let my heart rejoice in your salvation. Let me sing of the Lord. He has been good to me.
My hope, O Lord, is in your mercy.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you door for us. He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
At the beginning of this month, as some of you may have heard, Pope Benedict, our Pope Emeritus at age 94, wrote a beautiful letter to the abbot of a Cistercian abbey in Bavaria, that's southern Germany, and he wrote this on behalf of a friend of his who had died, Father Bernard Winkler, not to be confused with Henry Winkler, as some of you remember as the Fonz, but rather a good and joyous holy man, Father Bernard Winkler. And the Pope, Pope Benedict, that is, wrote to the abbot saying, "He has gone to the hereafter, and surely many of his friends are waiting there for him, and I hope to be there soon." Certainly a man who's 94 years old is welcome to say those words, and we understand them. Some people, though, of course, question, well, does he want to die? Well, when you're that age, at some point you know you're being called, and there was some clarification to say the Pope, that is, Pope Benedict, is certainly waiting for God's call, but he is looking forward to that. And why wouldn't we, you see? This is the hope that God places within our souls. And Pope Benedict, if anyone, has written very clearly about this. If you haven't had a chance ever to read his encyclical, I think it's one of the most interesting and readable of many encyclicals that he's written. This one called Spe Salve, which literally means, "In hope we are saved." He's quoting St. Paul in that instance. He answers the question that Jesus is asked today. Will there only be a few who will be saved? Now, this is still a debatable point in theology, but he lays out for us, and I certainly think as a pope in an encyclical, we should take this seriously. He writes, and I'm sorry, but I'm just going to paraphrase to make it a little simpler. He writes, he said, "There are a handful of those who have persisted in evil and reject God repeatedly, and they will be condemned. And there are a handful of those who have always said and answered in God's grace, and they are the saints who will go immediately to heaven. But for the majority of us, we will need to suffer through purgatory, that we will still be answerable to those times when we neglected God, but we have not rejected him completely," as the Pope points out. And so he says, the majority of those souls will make it to heaven. And we can take solace in this. We can say, okay, Lord, I just want to be one of those, right? I don't have to be the saints, although I want to be, but I just want to be one of your people that gets there. And this is the hope that keeps us going. Sometimes we have to be careful because people say, well, we need to preach about hell and people need to understand they can go there. And certainly that's true. And Pope Benedict is not denying that. But to answer the question that our Lord is asked, he would say the majority of the people are going to make it. And this gives us hope, you see, to say, yeah, I think I could do that, right? I think I could. And certainly then, why wouldn't he place himself there and want to be in that number? He, in many ways, is cheering us on. And when he gets to heaven, we surely hope he does, that he'll be praying for us then too. You see, those are our friends that are in heaven. Nobody there is going to say, well, what's she doing here? What's he doing here? No, they're all going to say, yeah, we were praying for you. And this is where we want to be as well, praying for everybody here. We want, as Paul would say, that all may be saved. This is what we hope for. This is what we pray for. This spurs us on. And we want then to welcome that spirit that Paul speaks of too as well. That spirit that is within us that says, yes, you can do this. And you need to bring others with you. And you want to pray with them because God wants to bring us all together to this place. So we pray then that we may have this hope, this beautiful hope that Pope Benedict shows us. Even at age 94, you see, that light is still burning within him, right? And we want to keep that light bright within ourselves. So we pray then today for Pope Benedict, for Pope Francis, and for all those who have gone ahead of us, for all those that we want to bring with us, and that we each may arrive to that beautiful place to be with our Lord. We stand now. And we pray for God's grace to come to each of us and all our intentions. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and for all bishops and priests, and for an increase in priesthood and other holy vocations, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who lead our nation, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit, so that we may be converted to one nation under God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the end to abortion and an increase in the respect for human life in all its stages, beginning in the home among spouses and families, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our youth, especially those who are troubled or feel unwanted, that our Lord will draw close to them and grant them peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the souls of the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of Mike and Judy Shearman, in thanksgiving for their support to Relevant Radio, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you are faithful to your people. We place all our needs in this faith. And we ask you to hear our prayers and answer them in your great mercy. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of your name, for our good and good of all his holy.
Look, O Lord, upon the face of your Christ, who handed himself over as a ransom for all, so that through him, from the rising of the sun to its setting, your name may be exalted among the nations, and in every place a single offering may be presented to your majesty. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to
the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in your goodness you created man, and when he was justly condemned, in mercy you redeemed him. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. The Communion Antiphon. Teach all nations to keep whatever I have commanded you, says the Lord. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Nourished by these redeeming gifts, we pray, O Lord, that through this help to eternal salvation, true faith may ever increase through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I want to thank you for all of those of you who have joined us here. I forgot the spiritual communion. We can still say that now for those watching or listening. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noontime central for Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky at the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Go and proclaim the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. May our state guard and protect us in the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And on Wednesdays, as our tradition, we'll do the Litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Mary.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Noble son of the house of David.
Pray for us.
Light of patriarchs.
Pray for us.
Husband and the mother of God.
Pray for us.
Husband of the Mother of God,
pray for us.
Guardian of the Virgin,
pray for us.
Foster Father of the Son of God,
pray for us.
Faithful Guardian of Christ,
pray for us.
Head of the Holy Family,
pray for us.
Joseph chaste and just,
pray for us.
Joseph prudent and brave,
pray for us.
Joseph obedient and loyal,
pray for us.
Pattern of patience,
pray for us.
Lover of poverty,
pray for us.
Model of workers,
pray for us.
Example to parents.
Pray for us.
Guardian of virgins.
Pray for us.
Pillar of the family life.
Pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled.
Pray for us.
Hope of the sick.
Pray for us.
Patron of the dying.
Pray for us.
Terror of evil spirits.
Pray for us.
Head of relevant radio.
Pray for us.
Protector of the church.
Pray for us.
Protector of the Redeemer.
Pray for us.
Servant of Christ.
Pray for us.
Minister of salvation.
Pray for us.
Support in difficulty.
Pray for us.
Patron of refugees.
Pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted.
Pray for us.
Patron of the poor.
Pray for us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. God made him master of his household. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.